You're listening to Trot the Egging, hosted by John Hetherington, working with Widnes Rugby Union Football Club, sponsored by Boydells.
Right, mate, so Sam Tuitupu got the call out to you. You went and changed the environment, changed codes. So what do you remember from sailing? How did you find it? And how were the boys with you?
Yeah, the boys were good. They were all league fans. So they were pretty happy that I was there.
Yeah. So what position? Did you have a spell at centre and wing, or was you just on the wing?
Well, I started off on the wing, and then the coach was like, man, do you want to play second five? And I was like, yeah, sweet. So I was just pretty much a crash ball guy.
Yeah. And did you enjoy that though, mate?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I liked the contact side of it, but
yeah.
I was struggling in the rucks and stuff. Right. I got it near the end a little bit. I think I won one ruck the whole time I was there.
Hey, one's better than none, innit? Yeah. If you can help it, mate, being a bat, you want to stay out of them. Yeah. So, a daft question, really. I should have asked you earlier on, but for your frame, your speed, and your carrying ability, was rugby union never an option before this move?
I played rugby union in school. I played rep rugby as well.
Right.
And I got a scholarship to go to play rugby, but all my mates were playing rugby league, so I was like, I'm just going to play rugby league. But in my scholarship for high school, I had to play one game, and I always played the exchange students from Japan or South Africa or somewhere.
Right.
So I ended up playing one game a year of rugby.
Yeah, just to fulfill the commitment of the scholarship, was it?
Yeah.
So did you enjoy your time enough to maybe consider going back, or was league always the preferred option?
Yeah, I think league was always the preferred option for me. Just all my best mates were playing it, and
when I was younger,
I didn't like getting out of my comfort zone, so I would never try and make new mates at a new team. So I just stayed in my little bubble, really.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, mate, is there? Especially if you're good at something.
Yeah.
So you come back to Widnes in 19, mate, and you helped us out when we were in a hall. And how did that move come about? And did it take much persuading after what happened to you? Or was you happy to jump back on board?
No, I was happy. I was in France playing for Villa Gayenk.
Mate, you're going to have to say that again in a bit when I ask you.
Yes. I know. And our season was just coming to an end. I think we had two games left. And then Hat Kale rang me. And I was like, oh, what does he want? He's going, bro, do you want to come and play for Widnes? I was like, yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
We can't give you any money. But maybe after 4 weeks when the RFL and stuff, I was like, yeah, sweet. I'm doing nothing anyway. I'll just come back and play.
Yeah. So was you living here when you were playing in France? So did you still have the house here?
Oh, I'm living with my mother-in-law. Just
right.
Yeah, we were just moving back from France. We had to do it all in 40-degree heat. Lovely. Had to come home quick. As soon as I got back, it was like, straight into training.
Yeah. Also, no break, mate, straight into it.
Oh, I'd rather have no break because then I'd get away from the fitness.
Yeah. So, just going back a little bit, mate, your brother-in-law plays rugby union, doesn't he? Is it Rob?
Yeah, Rob O'Donnell.
Yeah, so he's never been in your ear about giving it another go?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, it's selective hearing.
Yeah, well, I would give it a go maybe later in the career.
Yeah.
I'm 33 now, I'm getting old, but in rugby terms, it's pretty young, but in rugby
still
league,
years,
it's old.
Mate, yeah. Yeah. Well, wait on your doorstep if you ever fancy a change, aren't we? When you had your spell with us, mate, you got that nasty ankle injury, didn't you? So how was that, and how have you been with injury through your career?
Oh, I've been pretty horrendous with injuries.
Yeah.
I've missed out on a lot of games because of injuries. My worst one was my Achilles when I was playing for Widnes against Warrington. I think I was in a Challenge Cup game, and I was out for 8 months.
Did you rupture that?
Yeah, full rupture. And then I come back first round against Dragons and broke my arm.
Bloody arm. And then, so that, did you, if I remember right, Pat, you can correct me, mate, in all dramas, but did you put a picture on Twitter, was it, with your ankle?
Yeah, that was my wife putting it on.
Yeah, that was a nasty looking injury, that. So can you tell people what it was and how long it took to rehab it and stuff?
I was just sort of, one of their players was wearing studs and he stood on the back of my ankle and it just cut it open. I didn't realise until half time.
Right to bone though, mate, wasn't it? It's not just a cut, it's like, yeah, it's graphic, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty deep.
Yeah.
But went in at half time and I didn't see it. And I said to the physio, I was like, man, my ankle's killing. And then he pulled down my sock and everyone was like, oh shit. Sorry, am I allowed to do say that? You can edit that out.
No, it's on, mate.
And everyone was like, oh man, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I had a look at it and I went, oh man, no way. And then the physio was like, bro, you're going to have to stay off. I was like, nah, it's all right. I'll see you after the game. And I ended up just getting it stitched up from the physio.
Yeah. So there was no damage other than a laceration?
Nah.
Because it looked very graphic, mate, don't it?
Yeah. Like, it was spilling out a bit. And I finished the game, so it wasn't too bad. And yeah. Then I got stitches in it, and then I went to the A&E, and he said, bro, you're not going to be able to run for like 4 weeks. And I was like, oh, man, I'm not going to be ready in time for the final. I can't remember what the cup was called.
Yeah, the 1895.
Yeah, that cup. Yeah. I'll do my best to get back for that. And then, so both wingers were playing real awesome, Ryan Ince and Hudson.
Yeah.
And I was coming back, and I was like, I'll just sit this game out. They're playing too good. And then he ended up picking me. I was like, oh, man. It's all right then.
Yeah. No, so it was a successful return, mate, wasn't it? And unfortunately, a move came again, didn't it?
So, yeah.
So that same French side that I can't say and you said pretty easy.
Well, I think I've got it mixed up. I went to rugby after that.
Right. Oh, did you?
Yeah,
went to Sale then, was it?
Yeah, I went to Sale after that, and then I went to...
So how's the game different in France? Is it more attritional, so is it more of an upfront wrestle, and you just get a bit of freedom, or is it a bit of backs can match backs, but forwards are a bit softer? How is it over there?
It's pretty aggressive. We had a big-ass punch-up in the final.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's like, try to take each other's head off. It's only like a lower grade, so
yeah,
pretty ruthless.
Something you enjoyed though, mate?
Yeah, well my mate Vinny Anderson, he used to play for Warrington.
Yeah.
He's the coach there, so he asked me, man, can you help us out? I go, yeah, man, come and live the French life for a bit. And my family loved it.
Yeah. So was the option to stay around or?
Oh, not really.
No.
As soon as he asked, I was like, yes, sweet.
Right. Yeah.
Just like coming to the end of my career, I'm just trying all sorts of things, really.
Yeah. Listen, if you'll never know unless you give it a go, right?
But it's pretty much first opportunity, whoever comes in first, I'm like, yes, sweet, I'll go there.
Yeah, that's fair enough, isn't it?
I'm not one to wait around and weigh up offers and options and stuff. I'm just first option, yes, I'm coming.
Brilliant, mate. So, who come up with the idea of the Arvan Academy, and how was it to set that up? And is it something you're proud of?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it. It's my wife's, all my wife's ideas.
Yeah.
She puts all these ideas in my head, and I'm like, yes, sweet, I'll do it. But the first one, it was because COVID was, I think it was pretty bad back then.
Yeah.
And just wanted to... And I like kids. Like, I could play around with kids all day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to take them, play some games. And then they all enjoyed it. So I ended up putting in another week and another week. And then people were asking me to do it again. So I was like, yeah, sweet. I'll do it again. I love it.
Yeah. It's down at West Bank for people that don't know, isn't it, mate? And
Yeah. I've just finished up now. I'm just doing some one-on-one sessions with some kids. Because I think most kids are going on holiday now.
Right. How do you find the one-on-one session compared to group sessions, mate? Is it something you'd probably go into after rugby as well?
Yeah, I think that's what I want to do, because rugby's pretty much all I want to do, all I've known really, and I've learned some stuff, like every position of every coach, because I'm not one to just stand on the sideline. I'm always listening and getting tips off people how to do this and how to do that. Even though I don't play that position, I just like getting tips just to see how they like to do stuff, and then I just put my own spin on it on the back of it.
Yeah, because one position I'd have liked to have seen you play, mate, was in the back row. Do you know, a bit like what we done with Willie Isa?
Yeah.
I'd have liked to have seen you in that middle third. As much as you might not have wanted to do it, I think you could have brought something to the pack when it needed it, definitely with your ball carrying, mate. would you have done it? Is that something you'd have done?
Honestly, I'll play anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere on the field. As long as I'm on the field, I'd play anywhere, even prop.
I honestly thought they might play like, in the back row, definitely, just because of your ability to carry the ball. Because when you're returning a kick for the clubs I've seen you play for, or when you take them scoots on a recovery set, you're putting us on the front foot all the time. Like, why not have that every other set?
Yeah, that's just the job of being a winger, really.
Yeah.
Do all the stuff that people don't recognise, you know, the try scoring and stuff's all good, but it's all that backfield stuff I pride myself on.
Yeah, the hard stuff.
Yeah, the dirty stuff.
It is. It's tough carries, mate, aren't they? When your forwards are struggling to get back and maybe they're on the ascendancy and on the front foot, they're tough carries, mate. From their own post, aren't they?
Yeah, my wife thinks I'm weird because I like getting hit.
Right, so you end up back at the Crusaders this year, mate.
Yeah.
How does that come about? And it's good to hear you're enjoying it, mate. So tell us how it's going.
Yeah, well, COVID hit, and I'd come back from France because the season got cut off, and yeah. I was just waiting around. I think I was waiting around for about 3 months before the season officially got cut off.
Yeah,
and I was just working out in Hermes. The distribution stuff in the factory, and some guy was there, this Turkish fella, and I was going, oh man, my season got cut off, I'm gonna go look for a rugby team now. And he goes, oh, my brother-in-law, he's pretty high up in the club, I don't know which club, and I just happened to be the CEO of Crusaders,
right?
And then he straight on the phone the next day, he was on, mate, do you want to come play for us? I was going, yeah, I'll play for anyone.
Yeah, meant to be then, mate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So how was it when you got down there? And I think most rugby lads are the same, and women for that matter now, because the game growing, it's very welcoming, mate, isn't it? It's not a place that you go in and feel out of place. If you're a player, you're always a player. That bond's always there, no matter what team you play for, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So how are you finding it, and how have they been with you?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Like, all the boys are really good. Yeah. They're loose cannons, some of them. You go to.
So, what are you looking to do after rugby, mate, other than the Arvan Academy? Or is that something you feel you can get fully invested to and expand with?
Maybe one day the academy, but I think I want to get into some coaching.
Yeah.
Just because rugby league is pretty much all I've done my whole life. And yeah. I know a little bit about it, so... I think I'm going to go into coaching. My wife, we watch games on the telly sometimes. My wife, and I'm going, oh, yeah, they're going to score here.
Yeah.
How the hell do you know?
Yeah, you reckon the game on it.
you can just see it from ages away.
Yeah, but that's a special view, though, mate. Just because you played it doesn't mean you should be able to see it, does it?
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of daft questions for you, mate, before we go on to your 1-13. So have you had any pre-game superstitions?
Nah, I'm not one for superstitions.
You sound that way, mate. You're pretty relaxed, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, toughest player you've played with and against. And the only thing I can help you out with that, mate, is everyone sees toughness in a different way, don't they?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily someone that'll knock you out in a dig. It's someone that'll do the hard sessions and the hard carries.
Yeah, well, the toughest person I've played with definitely is Hip Cahill.
Plus, he will knock you out with a dig, won't he?
But, well, I don't know how we got through some games. He looked like mummy, like a mummy sometimes. He was strapped up that much.
Yeah. And what about someone you played against?
I was quite young, and his name was Anthony Quinn. He used to play for Melbourne Storm. Just a little nugget of a winger. He just ran over me every time. Well, I put on some weight since then, so I reckon I'll deal with
it. Yeah, try it now. So your favourite away ground to play at, mate?
Oh, my favourite away ground would probably be Oddsall when we played there that couple of times. Just I played there 1 year, and going back, I got a pretty warm welcome. So.
Yeah, so how was that distance going? Because that looks on every pitch, starts to run the distance in, mate.
Yeah, the prop nearly caught me. I was out there.
So if you've had a few beers with McGrath and the lads, mate, in the garage, and the karaoke's going, what song are you singing?
Oh, I'm not really one to sing loads, but probably a country song.
Yeah, or just be a backing dancer.
Yeah. But probably Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah. So, mate, so if you're all right doing it, mate, we've got your 1 to 13
that
you've played with. So you can either start at fullback or in the front row, mate, whichever way you want to go. So if you tell me who and why.
I forgot about this.
Sorry, dude, just throw you on the spot.
Yeah. Fullback, I'd go with Rhys Hanbury.
Yeah.
He could break tackles anywhere. He was awesome. I don't know what he was doing at halfback when we first got there. But he ended up being a better fullback than he was halfback.
I think the broken feel suited him, didn't it?
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. No, that's a good shout, mate. So, on the wings?
On the wings, I'd have Manu Vativei.
Yeah.
He's a beast, like, his whole career. And we played together when we were younger, so I'm pretty good friends with him.
And he got you your debut, thankfully.
Yeah.
And your other winger will
The other wing, probably Corey Thompson.
Yeah, he had a good spell with us, didn't he?
Yeah, I didn't play with him for long, but he did some amazing things.
Yeah. Good to see him doing well back over there as well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, mate, who are your centres?
A guy named Jerome Ropati played for the Warriors. I played outside him, and he set me up for most of my tries, so I got to thank him for the start of my career.
Yeah. And you're other centre, fella.
Well, and the other centre, jeez. Shiv Walker, he was awesome. Yeah. Played a bit with him. Yeah, he was a good player, he was awesome.
Good guy to be around as well, was he? Because he's quite experienced, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, mate. So who's your standoff, your number six?
My number six probably be Kevin Brown.
Yeah.
He lived rugby and just talked about it all the time. Sometimes it got annoying, but sometimes
I was going to say, did he bore you?
Sometimes it bore me because I didn't really like talking about rugby. But man, he did so much video and all his stuff off the field. Translated to what he could produce on the field.
Do you think he's someone that could go into coaching like yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He could read a game, 100%.
Right. So who partners him at seven, mate?
Seven. Probably, this will show my age. Stacey Jones, I only had one game with him, but Stacey Jones.
But yeah, that's class to be able to say that, isn't it?
Yeah. Just he came out of retirement for a game, and I ended up playing with him, and he won us the game with a drop kick. But his experience around the field was just second to none.
Yeah, you know, knew how to play and where to play the right players, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right, mate. So your front row.
My front row. I have my start of my career, two legends with me, Ruben Wickie and Stephen Price.
Yeah, fair enough. That's big boys, them, aren't they?
Yeah, you can't trust them.
So who stands up there at hooker with them two?
Wow, I've played with a lot of awesome hookers.
So if you want to name a few, mate, you can.
I played with Nathan Fien, Heath Lestrange, John Clark, Lloyd White, Scott Moore.
We'll go with a mixture of them all if you want.
Yeah, I'll probably put Lloyd White in there. He's just tough money.
Yeah, I think he tackled above his weight, to be fair, didn't he? And
yeah,
he put his body where it hurts at times.
And he was so fit. He would, every time someone broke the line, he was pretty much the first one there.
Yeah.
Other than Reece.
And he could cover 6 and 7 for us if we needed him to as well, couldn't he?
Yeah.
All right, mate. So he's your second Robbers?
Second, well, I'll go with my mate Graf.
Yeah.
I have to put him in every team, man, that I make.
And so I could tell why, but it's work rate, I presume. And
yeah.
The fact that he is a good mate as well.
Yeah, just he's a good mate, but man, that all the little things he used to do, not just off, not on the ball, but off the ball, he was always supporting. He was always the dummy runner, which people, I don't know why people still fall for it, but
yeah.
and he could put a shot on.
Yeah, he had that in his locker for sure, didn't he?
Yeah.
So we partners him in the second row, mate.
Elliot Whitehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a machine. Try scoring machine as well. I remember one game we played in Millennium Stadium and he scored 3 tries against Leeds. Just off hard work, chasing kicks that you wouldn't chase.
Yeah. No, it is. He's a bit of a freak, isn't he? Because no offense to him, like he's not got the best of rigs, has he?
Yeah.
But no, like, no offense, I've not got a good rig, so I can say it. But he's just an out and out rugby player, isn't he?
He's smart as well, so.
Yeah, and who finishes the team off at loose forward, mate?
Hip Cahill. Just tough as nails, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he could probably play every position on the field as well if someone went down.
Yeah.
And he would play with a broken leg.
Yeah, he would tend to be first, like you said. So he was strapped up to death, wasn't he? Just plodding through.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for calling.
And thanks for sharing your story, mate.
No worries, Paul.
Just a quick reminder that Boydell Sports are our sponsors here at Trot the Egg In. So if you go down to their flagship store in West Bank and quote Trot the Egg In, you'll get a free stud and a 1% discount. You've been listening to Trot the Egg In. Thanks to our sponsors, Boydell Sports. Follow us on Twitter at Trot the Egg In and Instagram at Trot_the_egg_in.